called, the fireplace, sir?
Yeah, we had a fireplace, and it was right in front of the front porch. Just go right in the front porch, right on the fireplace room, and then the cooking area and the eating area is to the right, and the bedroom is to the left, and the one bedroom is to the right, I believe. So it's just a little old common house. I know it was a, as Joe Smith says, a plank house, just a boxed house. Didn't even have siding on it. Don't know what I mean on it. Had box siding on it. You know, they built them old box out of the side and run up and down, you know. You've seen old houses like that, you know. You know, a big 12-inch boxing plank goes up and down, and then a little narrow plank that cover the cracks in them, you know.
You call it box siding?
Yeah, box plank. 1x12s. A 1x12s and about a 1x4 that would cover the cracks, you know, a 1x3.
What was that house like that you lived in as a child? Inside, tell me about the fireplaces.
Well, they made the fireplaces themselves. They got out and got mud and moss and sticks and made the fireplaces. The men made them. Papa made fireplaces. He's made lots of those mud fireplaces. You take dig that old mud, a certain kind of dirt you can get a hold to, that when you mix water with it, it'll get sticky. And make them, they call them cats. They take this moss and water in that mud, and they call it a cat.
And like the animal?
They just call it a cat, you know. It's called a thing that they made a cat, you know. They take moss and get it real muddy and sticky, and get it all stick together with mud, and they build a frame. Take a frame as wide as they wanted the fireplace. They take sticks and notch them in and build them, and put these mud patties over that, you see, and just build it on up. And that thing would cement over and get plumb hard and last for years and years and years. Just made out of mud and moss and sticks. Not a bit of concrete or another thing. Just use water, mud, and moss and sticks.
Did they let those cats dry or something?
They'd dry on the chimney, on the fireplace. They'd dry there on the side, you know. They'd put them up there just right on top of each other. They'd make them up stiff enough that they wouldn't fall off when they put them up there. They'd lay there. But then they'd dry up there, you see. They'd just dry.
And then it had a chimney, you said, going?
Well, of course, the way they built that frame, they'd build it around, you know, and it'd be hollering now on the inside of the house, you see. And then it'd be a hole in there. They'd just be three sides to that thing, you see.
So against the house,
against the house, yeah. They'd have to have it against the house. They'd have to have something against the house, too. They'd have to have that against the house, too. But I'm talking about, I'm thinking about down to the fireplace, you know. Down to the fireplace, it'd be open on inside. It'd be three sides down there. But, it'd have to be three sides to protect the heat from the house, you see. You'd have to build the whole square. It'd have to be a square, you know, on the outside of the house. There'd be mud right next to the house, you see. Just like you would the brick, you know, like you would the brick. Build it just the same way they do a brick, only they use stick and mud and sticks and mud and moss.
Did that house have a floor in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it had a floor. It had a floor. I can't remember just exactly what kind of floor. Might have been an old rough floor, I guess it was. A lot of floors back those days were rough, you know. A lot of times couldn't even get the lumber. And that siding, I expect, is rough. I don't have no idea. The siding is even planed, you know.
Well, did you ever build a fire in that fireplace? One of those fireplaces?
Build a fire? Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's just like building a fire in any other fireplace.
Tell me how you build a fire then.
You take, it's just got, you know, the bottom of a fireplace is right even with your floor. You know what I mean? You know, you just, if you're sweeping things into the fireplace, you just sweep them right off the floor and right on into the fireplace, you see. And you just go there and you have dog irons. They call them dog irons. And they are just a little old frame that you set in your fireplace. And it's got some headboards up at the head of it. And it runs back about 6 inches off the bottom of your fireplace, and runs back close to the back of your fireplace. And you lay your sticks of wood on that, and that leaves a draft under your sticks of wood, you see, that you can put your fire under there. You go around and you take your, now back in those days, we'd always have